Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Digga, 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 digga. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We got them. Good vibes and variety. And how about them Disneyland tickets, huh?
Oh, come on.
Come on. We've got tickets for Disneyland right now. Here's all you have to do. Take the word believe. B-E-L-I-E-V-E. I before E, except after C. Or when sounding like A, as a neighbor or way. Believe.
What? You just invented something like that?
I did not invent that.
I never
that.
Heard you say that before.
Oh, really?
I before E, except after C?
Or when sounding like A, as a neighbor or way.
And
or,
a bunch of other or,
yeah,
exceptions.
Other exceptions, too. Weird. Which is E-I.
What?
Weird. Even though, okay. We've got your tickets to Disneyland. All you have to do is take the word believe. B-E-L-I-E-V-E to RadioAlice.com. Enter it in on the contest page. You'll be entered to win a 4-pack of tickets for the Disneyland Resort. Take Believe to RadioAlice.com. Enter it in. You'll also be qualified for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is Believe. There are a couple shows happening in town tonight. Here in San Francisco at the Warfield. This sounds like I don't know if Evil Dead is the name of a band, but it says Evil Dead in concert. I know the Evil Dead movies, but it sounds like some kind of a fun Halloween thing you
okay.
can do. Alessia Cara is at the Fillmore. That's rescheduled from April. So if you had tickets for that show and maybe forgot, it's been rescheduled. It's at the Fillmore tonight. And today, 2:00 in a secret location. Billy Idol. Mm-mm.
It appears Evil Dead is an American thrash metal band.
Oh, fun.
Just so you know.
They're right here on the Alice concert calendar.
What's the defining characteristic of thrash?
Thrash?
They thrash around.
I believe.
Don't all rock stars do that?
I don't know.
I believe thrash is specific to Bay Area metal and includes Metallica, Testament, Exodus, Slayer, Megadeth. Like that, not all those are Bay Area, but that's what thrash metal is. Just so you know, I shouldn't have spent any time on that. I'm sorry.
How dare you?
Evil Dead is a metal band.
Right, a thrash metal band.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Over at Billboard, you guys. Oh my God, Taylor Swift has the number one song in America at this moment. The Fate of Ophelia. She was the eldest daughter of a nobleman. People just love it. And it remains number one, up from 3 last week to number 2. Formerly a massive number one smash is Golden. That's the
K-pop, I know what it
K-pop
is.
K-pop Demon Hunter stuff. Star of Alice in Winterland Ordinary. Alex Warren, that's your third biggest song in the country at this moment. Former number one hit.
You can see him live at our Winterland show, our Christmas party.
There are still a few tickets available.
Yeah, hurry.
Get in there. Taylor's Opalite is number four. Elizabeth Taylor, the Taylor Swift song, Elizabeth Taylor's number five. Father Figure by Taylor Swift is number six. Justin Bieber's Daisies.
I love that song.
I know. That's number seven. And I'm looking down here. It looks like all of her songs are still at least in the top 30. I see one in, let's see. I see one at number, Honey, I think is the lowest ranking one, at number 26. So all of her songs are still right up from this whole album are right there at the top of the charts.
Well, they're great songs.
Because of course, right? There you go. The induction ceremony for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is kind of cool. They do it and then they edit it down and they air it.
It's a show.
It is a show. And it's all, you know, I think you have to have had a hit 25 years ago or you know, maybe
to be elected,
to be even nominated. Right. So Chapel Roan and the Killers have just been added to the lineup. I assume that they're going to perform, but it is possible that they are going to do the induction speech because there are presenters. The bill also includes Olivia Rodrigo, Doja Cat, Elton John, Beck, Brandi Carlile, David Letterman, who I assume is going to do. I think it's Warren Zevon is going in. Do I have that name right?
Yeah. Well, I know that.
There it is. Yeah.
They're saying an artist.
He's actually going in as a musical influence. Warren Zevon is. He passed. Wasn't he the guy who died of cancer?
Yes.
He was like, I just never went to the doctor. Turned out to be one of those phobias that didn't work out.
I've never been a big fan. And I'm not a fan. I just don't know his music. But I've had friends who say Warren Zevon's the best. And I think one of his big albums is called Eat a Sandwich.
He had some songs on the radio, right? He had a couple radio hits. I get him mixed up with Bob Geldof a lot, though. Is he the Werewolves of London guy?
I think so.
Werewolves of London. Ow.
Werewolves of London is one.
I think that might be the only one I know.
I'm looking at all these other names, and they're not ringing a bell.
So Letterman is going to, I'm assuming that he's going to induct him.
He passed away at 56.
Yeah, terribly young. Flea, Iggy Pop, Killer Mike, Missy Elliott, Questlove, Taylor Momsen. Teddy Swims, 21 Pilots, all of these and more will be there performing and or inducing someone. Inducting, I'm sure, is the correct word. Let's see. Other inductees include Bad Company, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, Soundgarden, The White Stripes, and Salt and Peppa. The show goes down on November 8th. I bet you there's a live stream of that.
I think you can watch it on Disney Plus.
Can you watch it live?
I think
because
so.
Usually they're pretty long, like it's an all night thing, and then they edit it down and do a packaged one. Do you see that anywhere?
I'm seeing that on January 1st they'll have a package on ABC.
Got it. Oh,
but on the 8th you'll be able to live stream it on Disney Plus.
Perfect. Thank you. Excellent information. Thank you, Research Department.
That show's one big jam, so in a way it's absolutely up your alley.
Yeah,
love jams.
It is definitely one of those things where because there are so many luminaries there, people being inducted, people, you know, ready to perform, and probably having learned all these other people's songs, everybody's jumping on stage with everybody else. And usually by the end, it's like there's 100 people more people on the stage than in the audience. Robert Pattinson, I wasn't aware that he was a musical artist.
Yeah, it's not giving me good vibes.
So have you heard some, Robert Pattinson is Edward Cullen of the Twilight movies and other things.
Irrelevant, Batman, BS like that.
Oh yeah, Batman, that's right. He was emo Batman. God, he looked greasy the whole time.
He currently is Batman.
Yeah, they're still doing more.
He's the current guy.
I guess I don't need to watch any more of those. I like my Batman to be a little tougher, less like, Anyway. I actually do like him. I don't know why I'm crapping on him.
Yeah, why are you crapping on him?
I don't know.
He's your Team Edward.
I am Team Edward. That's true. But I like the books, too. It didn't have to be Robert Pattinson.
But it is.
Mm. So Robert, that's not who I necessarily want to picture. Robert Pattinson has registered 7 songs with ASCAP. So that way, licensing, I don't know. I don't know what that means exactly.
Well, it's certainly a good way to protect. Yeah, that's how you'd protect them. I mean, unless you're going to be in some lawsuit trying to show the time you played that.
I mailed this to myself.
Before, you know, that it's right. Someone stole it and turned it into an actual song.
So they say here in showbiz411.com, will he be the first Batman since Adam West to release an album? He's been a vampire and a superhero, and now he's going to be a pop star. The songs include, here are the titles, Bent Out That Midnight Day, Bent Out That Midnight Day, Best Friend, Fascinate, Fell Off, Green Light, Waiting on Me, and Witness, You See Me. And so I don't really know about him. I guess he does play. I'm looking at a picture of him right here playing guitar and he's like on somebody's show. Okay.
And I really think playing guitar or any kind of instrument probably fills out those days when you're on set waiting for your turn to walk out and do your thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if you've got a lot of waiting around while they're lighting the shot.
Noodle around.
Play.
Yeah. He used to date FKA Twigs. Is that her name?
That is her name, but I didn't know that. I remember that jerk. who's the kid that he was on the fifth? Not Temple of Doom. Indiana Jones and
Shia LaBeouf.
That guy.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
He like admitted he abused her.
Yeah, I think
I hurt that girl or some quote like that. And I was like,
maybe I'm confusing the two of them. But I thought she was dating Edward Cullen for a minute there. But I'm wondering, like maybe this guy is. Here's the thing. You'd be actor the whole time and nobody ever knows that you're musical.
Yeah.
Stands to reason you might play a little guitar.
I don't know.
Sing.
I don't.
What don't
Why does
like
everyone have
this?
To do everything? You know, his wife Suki Waterhouse is a musician. She's like a
edgy singer
songwriter. But I'm like, just
he's like I want to do that too. Plus,
exactly.
I'm more famous than you, so
that's the vibe I'm getting. Which, based on no information, just my
feeling,
personal,
just feelings,
like, just the look in his feeling. Eye. Leave your wife's genre alone. Mm. You got movies already.
Yeah, what are you gonna have? Everything? You're gonna be the star of everything. Anyway, I have no idea how these songs will be, but I'm looking forward to it.
They could very well be just like John and Sarah, and they just love to jam together.
That is true. And that's why I'm thinking, like, if he's got all these, musical girlfriends, like, wouldn't it stand to reason that, she picks up a guitar and plays. He's like, oh, I play a little tune. That's fun. It's super fun. Like, learn a song together and sing it. Work out the harmonies.
It's more than fun. It's your lifestyle.
I know. I do love it.
It's not a fun thing. It's what you do every single weekend, no matter what.
Well, every day. John.
Every day, right.
I can tell when he wants me to come in the studio because he'll start playing some Rush song or something. I'm like, all right. Get up and run in there. Grab a mic. Let's do this thing. Shake a tambourine. I'm out of time. What's coming up?
Well, I've got something called the Venn diagram, which is extremely hurtful.
Oh.
And cruise ship. Left a lady behind.
Oh, no.
After these.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at
97.3. What? Oh,
that's
Alice.
A good one.
I know that is a good one. I think, is that the second highest? Oh, it doesn't matter. She's
yes,
on,
it is.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yes. So it's fourth or fifth place on the Billboard Hot 100. Yeah, that is. It's a good. It's fun. It's bouncy little song.
Mm-hmm. I love that little.
Love.
Such a throwback.
Yeah, it's great. Bad advice is back, and we would love to help you solve your problems. In fact, we worked it out for someone today.
Sarah won the day.
Thank you. I'm so proud of myself.
I felt really sturdy about my recommendations, and then you just throttled us. And then we went to Bob, who's just cuckoo.
I know. Woo, woo, woo. She was like, let's get into the psychology here and really have a sit-down talk with that cat.
Get a pet psychic up in there.
If you have a problem, no matter how big or small, please email it to badadvice973@gmail.com. And then Wednesdays around 8 o'clock, we're solving problems, and we'd love to solve yours.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Disneyland Tickets. Mm. All this week, listen for the code words on the fives every hour from 7.05 a.m. to 6.05 p.m. Then head to RadioAlice.com and enter that code word for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Disneyland Resort, plus qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at Disneyland Resort Hotel.
Da, 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 da. You want that.
It's Disneyland. It's the biggest prize we give away whenever we're doing that one.
Everyone goes crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So Mason's got you at 10:05. That's the next code word.
And when I'm out, I hear from people, hey, how do I get... Well, I'm carrying some. Here, let me just give you some of those.
Stop it.
That's what I have. Play the game. You got to call.
That's how
it's gotta
done.
Get there. You got to wait for the code word and then enter it at RadioAlice.com. That's the game. I'm not carrying. Sunny and 80 today in the hot spots, or the hottest spots.
That sounds nice.
The World Series continues tonight. Game 5 at 5. There's that. I should have double checked this. I had a few minutes there, but I wasn't paying attention until the last second. Can you double check? Is this the time change weekend?
Oh, I think it is, Vinny.
So it's only Wednesday. I don't have to, warn you now, but I was trying to give you some heads up. I think it's this weekend.
Yeah.
We fall back this weekend.
So yeah. Saturday night into Sunday.
Right.
Sunday morning.
I'm so sad.
I hate
when it gets dark at 4 p.m. It's so depressing.
I love it.
I don't mind it because I'm getting in bed at 4 p.m. I want it to be dark at 4 p.m.
No, you're not. You're getting in bed at like 6:30.
How do you know my schedule so well?
You tell us all the time.
Do I whine about it a lot?
Well,
that's
we
weird.
Know.
Complaining.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
An 80-year-old Australian woman has been found dead on the Great Barrier Reef Island after being left behind by a cruise ship she was traveling on.
Oh, and she's dead?
The woman had been hiking on Lizard Island.
Oh.
With fellow passengers from the Coral Adventurer cruise ship. This was on Saturday. It's believed that she had broken off from the group to have a rest. 80. Hiking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed the part where she was 80.
She's 80. The ship left the island around sunset, they say, but returned several hours later after crew realized someone was missing. A major search operation found her on Sunday morning. No details have been released. It seems there'll be a pretty serious investigation into how you left without an 80-year-old passenger.
Check the passenger manifest. Hey, so when the 80-year-old goes for a rest, is that like a euphemism for she went to have her heart attack in private or something?
Oh, I don't know. Well, we'll have to wait and see, won't we? The investigation will uncover that. But I also think an 80-year-old woman probably can't keep up with the 60-year-olds.
Who are also hiking, but just slightly faster.
They've not named the woman yet, but they were on a...
That's awful.
This was the first stop of a 60-day cruise around Australia. Tickets cost in the tens of thousands of dollars for this trip.
So the first day she gets off and hikes around this island, something happens to her. Like maybe she gets her foot gets stuck on a rock or something.
She's 80.
But they came back a couple hours later.
Youngest 80-year-olds are pretty rickety.
I know. It's so true.
It just is.
But a 60-day cruise, my God.
Well,
I guess if you're 80, you're like, yeah, I would love all you can eat shrimp every day.
Well, and plus, let's just go and, you know, check everything out. I had a lady I'm close to who lives near me who was, she moved to the place she moved to because this was going to be her last stop. And she was like, yeah, I'm, you know, and she was super active and traveling all the time. And then she was like, I'm going on a trip or like to Europe or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm so happy and proud for you. And then I saw her again. I don't know how much longer, like distance between the two visits. But when I saw her, I went, how'd the trip go? And she went, I didn't get to go. Something came up and I didn't put it together. She's also in her 80s and it's, you know, probably health related. After I walked away, I went, oh, I'm so dumb. Of course, something came up. She's elderly.
I got my blood work back and things
weren't
looking good.
Whatever it is, but dang, you know, like that's people want to do those last trips while they have the chance, though.
Vinny, did you and I talk about this? There's a trend where people are buying into actual cruise ships, like they're retiring
on them.
Yeah. And they literally buy an apartment on the ship, and then they all decide as a group like where they're going to cruise to next.
I don't know how that works. I haven't heard that one. I have heard there are people who've worked out the financials of it all and, you know, getting rid of a house and staying on a cruise is...
All your food's done.
Right.
Probably laundry service.
I couldn't do it because I would feel like, what happens when I want off and I'm done? Now all my money's...
Tied up in the owning a two-bedroom apartment on a boat?
I just wouldn't be able to. Mm. And I hear people say, oh, I'm going to move to... Like, your friends... I've moved to Mexico.
Yeah.
I would want to do that. I would fear some kind of government
reclamation
problem. You know,
like I've heard that there's countries where people have set up whole things and then the government comes in and goes, this is great. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
I would be worried about that. I don't remember this. Do you remember Venn diagrams in school?
Yeah,
I knew you would know this.
Well, it's the two circles.
Yes.
And it's like this thing has all these attributes and this thing in the other circle has all these and the
and
places.
And then what do they have in common?
What do they have in common?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't remember them by that name.
Well, you said Venn diagram. I'm like, oh, I wonder if this is like a Venn diagram.
It is a Venn diagram, but it's about men.
Okay.
It's a Venn diagram.
Is it two different kinds of men?
Venn diagrams were used in school. You mash circles together and show what different things and what they had in common. Some woman on TikTok is going viral with a new version called the Men Diagram. A lot of women think it's extremely accurate.
Okay.
I think it's extremely hurtful.
It's
supposed to predict what type of guy you're dealing with and how dateable he is. It's based on three main factors: how smart, nice, and handsome he is. If he's more than one, it might actually be a red flag. Here are four possible combinations and what she says of each of them.
Okay.
If he's smart and nice, he's a nerd. If he's smart and handsome, he's a jerk. Oh. If he's handsome and nice, he's dumb.
Oh.
And if he's smart, nice, and handsome, you're out of luck. He's probably gay.
That's good. Yeah,
so like here that. You are. You're smart and handsome. That makes you a jerk.
Yeah, because you're full of yourself. You think you know everything. You think you're God's gift. You're like arrogant.
Plus, you probably have game because you're smart enough.
Exactly.
To, you know, and you're smart enough to know you're good looking.
Those guys are the worst.
Yeah. What are you saying? That your husband to be is not smart and handsome?
No, I'm saying he's a little bit gay.
He's smart, nice, and handsome.
Yeah. Duh.
Okay, that was a comeback I didn't see coming, and that was...
That was a good one.
You were really good with that one. That was a home run.
She should also add some more things in there. It's like, I think that John is smart, nice, handsome, but he's short. So, you know, he could only do so good. But I got to know him, and I'm like, I think he might be a keeper.
And that's how you got him.
That's how I got him. Yeah.
That's how we got the perfect men.
I don't like that. And I think that you had stuck the landing. Like, that was perfect. We should have moved on right then.
Oh, Vinny would have been happy.
Oh, John.
She took you
because you're handy. She's calling you handicapped. Sheesh.
Well, I just, you know, I know that guy with another foot of height, it's like somebody would have snapped him up. I was just like, I had to look down in order to find, like, oh, he's got it all. Except for that one thing. Let's get him some platforms. Honey, if you're listening right now, hopefully he's not listening right now, because this is actually, I would never say that to him.
I know you just said it to everyone.
No, because everybody knows I love John. But John is probably like,
play the game music.
I'm the luckiest. I was lucky to get him because other people had ruled him out. I'm done talking about
it. But he was short and I looked down and saw.
I found him.
God,
I wasn't looking up anymore. I decided to look down. I'm like, oh, look at that guy. God, he's funny, smart, handsome, nice.
John's, you know what? It would be fair if he stands you up today for Billy Idol. My goodness.
Or tells me I can't go.
You're punished. Go to your room.
Stop it. I reward him for who he is on the daily. Mostly just by saying, thanks for making my coffee.
Okay. Really? Seriously? It's game time.
Oh. Do we have some game show music?
Oh.
I'm very Pavlovian when it comes to this. Like, I don't know what's happening until, like, the theme song starts happening. It's time to play a game.
Sheesh.
So this is something a little different. I read this morning and thought, there's a game here and it's going to be, I think this is kind of fun. So you always hear about like memorabilia auctions and stuff and it'll be whatever, guitars or artwork or, you know, whatever it is. This is a collection of classic TV show costumes that just sold at a recent auction. And I've got some of the prices and I thought immediately of Vinny. We're going to start with two of Fonzie's leather jackets worn by Henry Winkler on Happy Days, just sold at auction. They are fairly close in price, so I'm going to let you guys take your guesses. What did two of Fonzie's, what did a leather jacket worn by Fonzie, Henry Winkler, on Happy Days go for?
Is it like the jacket?
There's two and they are the
jacket. They're both the jacket.
He originally didn't wear a leather jacket. Like, I think they were afraid that it was going to be too much, and he wore more like a...
like a members-only jacket or something.
I mean, I can see it in my eye, like, head right now, but either
early
way.
Early days, though, right?
Yes, it was like the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, and listen, I don't know, I know people are crazy.
They are, that's another thing.
Like, I'm a
everyone's
huge
crazy
fan. I told you, it was my favorite show as a little boy, but I, even if I was filthy rich, I would tap out at $50,000.
So, $50,000.
I think it's more like 15.
It is more like 87,000 and 75,000. Yeah. So that's a point for Vinny.
That's crazy. Especially when there's two of them.
You came in. Yeah. You got a point earlier. So you guys are now tied 1-1. There was a show on TV called I Dream of Jeannie.
Mm.
And Jeannie wore a pink harem costume. Mm-hmm. And that just sold at auction. It was worn by Barbara Eden on I Dream of Jeannie. What did that sell for? I think that Bob is first on this one.
69,000.
I'm going to say 68,000.
It was $42,500. That's
Dang
a point
it.
For Vinny. How about...
By the way, these are reasonable. I expected them to be just stupid into the millions.
So these are all, this is all TV show memorabilia, costumes. And it's all like, you know, superhero and just interesting costumes, real costumes, not just like the outfit that the guy wore. The Joker's costume worn by Cesar Romero on Batman, the TV show Batman.
I can see it now.
All right, Vinny, you're first.
I'm going to say 25,000.
25 grand.
What is it?
It's the costume,
the whole costume
worn by, basically this is the original Joker on TV.
I'm going like 100K.
It is $212,000.
That's the one.
That's one of them.
People are crazy about superhero stuff.
Yeah, I guess you're
right. That's where the nerds really come out with their tech dollars.
How about Captain Kirk's Starfleet uniform worn by William Shatner on Star Trek? You're first, Bob. And it's 2-2 currently.
300K.
300K.
250K.
It is $62,500. Oh, and that is a point for Vinny.
Why? That's Star Trekkies.
Wonder Woman.
I guess they're poor.
Maybe.
Or they just didn't want it that much. Wonder Woman's costume, including the lasso of truth. And I assume the cuffs, right? You know, where she would fend off the bullets. This is the Wonder Woman costume, including the lasso of truth, worn by Linda Carter on Wonder Woman. Vinny, you're first.
Is it outrageous to say that at one point, I don't know when, you know.
No, I was in love with her too.
No, you've said this like three times.
She was the most beautiful woman on the planet at some point in her life.
There's nothing to change about Linda Carter.
Sheesh.
Just the most beautiful woman.
Okay, what's the Wonder Woman outfit?
I'm going to say costume.
43,000.
All right.
42.
Sorry, $225,000, and that is a point for Vinny. You went under. I'm very surprised.
I did, because, you know, people don't like women, so
that's true.
I figured.
Oh, God, everyone hates women.
Woman. What are you talking about?
All right, this is a combo. Batman and Robin's costumes, worn by Adam West and Burt Ward on the 1960s Batman series.
$1 million.
$1 million.
$1 million.
$750,000.
$575,000. That is a point for Vinny, and it is over by a score of 5-2. Vincenzo rules supreme this week. Woo, 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 woo.
Thanks, everyone.
You're welcome. Herman Munster's costume went for.
Oh, thank you.
I was trying to stall. Who cares?
Sorry, Maddie makes this really difficult. You know?
We fully understand
yes.
that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day. We actually could not be more excited. We're going to go over to that Billy Idol concert in here.
Tell you all about it tomorrow morning.
Yeah. You can send us an email at badadvice973@gmail.com if you'd like us to solve a problem for you. We do that on Hump Day, and we'll see you back here on Thursday.
Thank you. Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.